Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about rural health care. Obviously a very big issue in your district and in most of the state. This is a big issue because a lot of hospitals have been closing. Healthcare is hard to come by. There's money coming into the state. What are we doing about this?
Well, rural health care is one of the biggest issues that we face. And we're certainly in the midst of ongoing conversations with the Shapiro administration about the brewing health care crisis in our region. Last week, I wrote a letter to the governor urging him to ensure that vital federal health care funds that are coming to the state are directed to the communities that need it the most, including those here in our district and across the northern tier of Pennsylvania. Folks will remember that Pennsylvania is set to receive $193 million in federal rural health transformation funding. This is an initiative that aims to make rural America healthy and sustainable with access to care, workforce development and retention, and care innovation. I emphasize to the governor how absolutely vital this funding is to be directed to communities like ours, where healthcare access is becoming increasingly limited with the announced closure of the Bradford Regional Medical Center, and with our communities being in the heart of the 8-county maternity care desert, the investment in our communities are more than necessary. I mean, it's absolutely imperative for quality of life. It's really a life and death issue. So I'm going to continue pushing to have these dollars spent in our communities so that we can make progress improving access to care in rural communities.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, was the talk of Harrisburg in the last week, and that is energy and data centers. It seems like everyone wants to have their two cents on this issue. What are you hearing?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion in Harrisburg about data centers and about energy in general. Our House Energy Committee, where I'm the Republican chair of the committee, has done a lot of work on energy issues and certainly on data centers. This week, there was legislation on the House floor that came through our committee dealing with data centers and regulating data centers. I believe that data centers are an opportunity for our region and for our Commonwealth, but I certainly agree that it has to be done right. We need to make sure that data centers have reasonable, responsible regulation. We need to be planning ahead for the energy that would fund these data centers, always with our eye on protecting the consumers here in our state, making sure that data centers don't come in and then we have huge electric bills as a result. So again, we need reasonable, responsible regulation, but we need to also maximize the opportunity that data centers bring to the Commonwealth. And the legislation that we considered falls short of that. And that's why I was opposed to it. I think a lot more work needs to be done on any final legislation.
And agriculture is a huge industry in our state, and I understand that some future farmers visited the Capitol this week from your area. Tell us about it.
Well, it was great spending time with some of our Otto Eldred FFA students at the state capitol this week. The students were in Harrisburg for the FFA's State Legislative Leadership Conference, where FFA members learn how government and advocacy intersect with agriculture. And we had some great conversations about agriculture, about rural health care, about other issues facing our rural communities. So I want to thank all the students and their instructors from Otto Eldred for traveling to Harrisburg and for the opportunity to sit down and talk with them.
And finally, Representative, those looking to do some fishing have a day ahead of them to look forward to. The Mentored Youth Fishing Day is coming up. What's the details?
Well, just a reminder that this Saturday, March 28th, is Mentored Youth Trout Fishing Day across the Commonwealth. To participate, youth anglers, those under the age of 16, must have either a free mentored youth permit or a voluntary youth fishing license. And then subsequently, the following Saturday, April 4th, is the first day of trout season across the Commonwealth. So if you haven't done so, you can purchase a fishing license at www.fishandboat.com or go to that website for any fishing regulations.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in again for another weekly update. State Representative Martin Causer.